The 8-month-long special examination concentrated on the 3 years from June 2013 to July last year and produced 8 findings.
During the timeline of our examination, the horse park was poorly run with little or no basis for major decisions on things like the amounts charged for hosting signature events at the park. We also found questionable practices and potential conflicts of interest relating to the operations and sponsorships at the park, which is why we are referring the full report to the Executive Branch Ethics Commission. Now, poor management and lack of oversight have contributed to the need for over $24 million in general fund transfers to support the horse park over the last 10 years.
Executive Director Laura Pruitt, who replaced Jamie Link last May, has seen the same and said the audit, quote, reinforces the decisions we have made since then to ensure ethical practices at the park. Moving forward, we will continue to enact policies at the Kentucky Horse Park that are both lawful and beneficial to our visitors and the Commonwealth, end quote. The audit was requested by Senate Majority Floor Leader Damon Thayer, Tourism, Arts and Heritage Cabinet Secretary Don Parkinson, and Finance and Administration Cabinet Secretary William M. Landrum III. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.